Welcome to Local Exposure, a podcast about music and the greater Cincinnati scene. I'm Jim Nolan. When most people think of a 4th of July parade, certain images come to mind. Marching bands, fire trucks, Girl Scouts, flags, baton twirlers. But the Independence Day parade that, to me, most embodies the idea of freedom, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness is the one that happens in the Cincinnati neighborhood of Northside. Here to tell me more about the Northside Rock and Roll Carnival are Scott Hunter and Jeremy Moore from Urban Artifact. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having us, Jim.
Thanks for having us.
Let's have a little bit of history. I know the parade goes back quite some time. How long has the Rock and Roll Carnival been happening?
In its current form, about 10 to 15 years. We're still kind of backfilling in that story. So originally it was a couple of Northside residents that really spurred that on and made that a thing. And then the Northside Business Association, which I'm the vice president for, took over the carnival and started supporting it, especially with funding and just operations side of things.
It truly feels like a grassroots, homegrown sort of activity.
It absolutely is. You know, it's the NBA is all just volunteer run at this point, and that's really just business owners, and sometimes we'll have some residents of the neighborhood contributing, but primarily business owners that own businesses within Northside.
And it happens in Hoffner Park?
That's correct. Jacob Hoffner Park, which is just right at the intersection of Blue Rock and Hamilton, right in downtown Northside.
So the details are it's a two-day festival. It starts really July 3rd. 4 p.m., I think, is the time when the music begins.
That's correct.
And that just goes until, what, 10, 11?
About 1 a.m.
Oh, really? That late?
Yeah, okay. On the first night. Yeah, so July 4th is a holiday for pretty much everyone other than myself running the carnival. But so it acts like a Friday night, that July 3rd date. So we taper it a little earlier on July 4th when people are going to have to go back to work the following day.
On the 4th, it kicks off, I think I saw kegs and eggs at 10 a.m., and then the parade itself begins at noon.
Yeah, so kind of the flow of it is, you know, we start up one of the beer trucks in Jacob Hoffner Park as people start to, like, wake up. We got a couple of food vendors that are serving food, pouring some beers, and then a lot of people line up within the fence of Jacob Hoffner Park to be able to watch the parade coming down Hamilton Avenue.
Now, the other thing that I think is noteworthy, aside from the music that we're going to talk about in just a second, is the number of family activities that you have as part of the celebration.
Yeah, absolutely. Happen Inc., which is a business that's been in Northside for over a decade or so now, they do an awesome job with providing family-friendly activities in the neighborhood all the time, but especially at the Northside Rock and Roll Carnival. And they do these type of things all over town. There's some painting activities. They usually have like a big wall for kids to like draw on. They'll have some like, you know, more active activities where like there's a bunch of blocks set up. Kids can like run them into them and knock them over. But it gives an element to where it's not just your typical music festival. It's really a family-friendly event when it's light out. You know, when it's evening time, that's when it will push the music a little more adult oriented, and you know, that's when families are usually gone at that point anyhow.
Can we talk just a bit about logistics? If you were going to the Rock and Roll Carnival for the first time, where would you suggest be the best place to park and to watch the activities?
There are a number of lots that are actually owned by the Northside Business Association. So for parking along Hamilton Avenue, one off of Hoffner Avenue, and then street parking all around the neighborhood, you know, with a lot of the ride services apps, I'd recommend using some of those because it is a very busy time for the neighborhood. And it is a very still heavy residential area. So while parking is not difficult or expensive, once we're, you know, having the carnival, especially the morning of the parade, it can be really tough. You might have to be walking, you know, a half mile or so to get a good spot.
Well, it is the Rock and Roll Carnival, and it wouldn't be so without the music. So, Jeremy, tell me a bit about some of the bands that we have involved in this year's carnival.
This year's carnival is mostly local-based, just because we have so many quality local acts in town that could fill out a dozen of these festivals. So it was really hard to kind of pick who to put on there this year, but We do also have a couple national acts coming along just to make the festival a little bit bigger for people who'd maybe not normally come to the Northside Rock and Roll Carnival. Listener is our main headliner this year. He's been around for about 10, 15 years. I just found out after I booked him, he did a show long time ago at a very infamous Northside house venue called Whittler on the Eights. So there's a lot of people that have kind of been living in Northside who are involved in the music scene that were super stoked to hear that he would be back. I have Paisley Fields. They're coming from New York City. They are, as they like to describe, America's best gay country band. So I thought that was very fitting for Northside just because we have such a strong, prideful community. And then we have acts like the Harlequins who've been around Cincinnati for a long time and have dedicated their time and work into putting together a fantastic band. Tribe is going to be doing our post-parade, a hip-hop collective that didn't just start. They used to be known as the Black Seeds, but they kind of reformed and regrouped, and they do a lot for the community at large. And that was kind of something that I wanted to look at when I was booking the festival to see what bands really do a lot for the community. Aaron Madrigal of Lemon Sky runs a shop called Cincinnative in Northside, which is a t-shirt screen printing company. And he's helped out so many bands just getting them affordable product to put out. Other bands like The Almost Infinite, Kevin Curtis, will be running the new Chili's shop when it opens in Northside. And he's done a lot with Northside businesses as well. So I just kind of tried to take a look and see who would really fit in presenting Northside to the rest of the city.
Well, I think you have a really good balance of types of music as well. You have singer-songwriters like Lauren Elise. Mm-hmm. You have, like you had mentioned, Tribe. Bauku.
That's one of my favorites.
I can't wait.
Maybe the most high-energy, good-time band you could find in town.
Right.
They're just a tremendous experience. You know, and then you balance that out with wonderful music like Blossom Hall, Leggy, Smut, Whiskey Shambles, Perfect Children, Knots. Lots of these bands that I'm familiar with and I know and I really like it. But then there's a good handful of bands that, frankly, I've never have heard of or I've heard of and I haven't had a chance to experience them yet for the first time. So this is a wonderful collection of music. I believe folks that will come out to the carnival just have wonderful experience, whether they know these bands or not.
Oh, I hope so. Just touching on the last point you made, that was something that was purposeful as well, as getting some bands on the carnival that have not had the chance to be on yet. And booking for Urban Artifact, I get to experience a lot of these bands throughout the week. And there's just some bands that are really, really good and sometimes just don't get the attention they deserve. And putting them up on the stage with such a good event that's been around for so long is just really helps them out.
You'd mentioned earlier about some of the Northside Business Association, but tell me some more about some of the specific partners and organizations that you have that are involved in the creation of this.
Yeah, absolutely. So our sponsors, we couldn't do without our sponsors. So that is on the beer side of things, Urban Artifact and Mad Tree Brewing, both, you know, local here in Cincinnati. It's a different music festival in that we only have craft beer there. It is very Northside in that, you know, we're going to kind of do our own thing. Also, Gaslight Properties and Lolo Garage, they've been a supporter for years and a large supporter of Northside. And, you know, they have properties that butt up right against there. And then, you know, we have business owners from Happen, Chameleon, Urban Artifact, Pangea as well, all contributing to make this event happen. We will have sideshows and other acts like that throughout the carnival. It hasn't really been announced yet, but we'll have a dunk tank that will be a co-fundraiser for Groundwork Cincinnati. They work on restoration of the lower 7 miles of the Mill Creek, and they also run a bunch of summer programs for at-risk youth to provide them jobs and teach them about gardening and maintenance and all the other things that they do. And then there's a fund currently called Save the Daisies. The mural that faces Hoffner Park is one of the most iconic things of Northside. It's, you know, these daisies with this nice blue sky background. It's in trouble because the way it was applied, potentially there was some issues with water getting behind it. So it's currently damaging the building, and instead of just taking it down and just painting over it, the building owner is raising some funds to get it redone and so that we can save that mural and keep that piece of art in Northside. The other thing I should mention is that we'll have a spoken word segment from Wordplay based in Northside. So they work with teens and other youths to teach them about poetry and spoken word. And so they'll be doing a 20 or so minute performance on the small stage after Tribe. We try to really involve as many community partners as possible. So like Jeremy mentioned with Cincinnative, they do all the screen printing. So whenever we can keep things in Northside, we do keep things in Northside for this event.
Well, Scott and Jeremy, thank you very much for stopping by and telling me more about the Northside Rock and Roll Carnival.
Appreciate the time, Jim. Thank you.
The Northside Rock and Roll Carnival takes place July 3rd and 4th at Hoffman Park and is presented by the Northside Business Association. Music starts at 4 p.m. on Tuesday, July 3rd, and after the parade on July 4th. The historic Northside 4th of July Parade begins at noon. For links to more information about the Northside Rock and Roll Carnival and the 4th of July Parade, please visit wvxu.org/lx. Local Exposure is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and 91.7 WVXU. Today's episode was recorded by Josh Elstro and produced by me, Jim Nolan. As always, you can find more great local music stories when you subscribe to Local Exposure wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time.